This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. I'm excited to be talking today with Kelly Anderson. She's from the Anderson McCarter team with Engel & Volkers. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you. Welcome, Stacy.
Yeah, I'm excited to chat today. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about your real estate business?
Yes, well, I'm so happy to be here. I have been a resident here in the Crabapple area since 2005, but I actually got into real estate right out of college. I started with one of the national home builders here in Metro Atlanta and worked with them for 12 and a half years, went to a smaller builder, and then have been out on my own with Engel & Volkers Atlanta for the last 6 years. I have loved every minute of getting to be back on the consumer side where I really get to help each buyer and seller with their needs and with what they're looking for.
So it sounds like, you know, if you went into it right from college and maybe you didn't do much else before, but what about real estate kind of brought you into the field? And, you know, what maybe is some of the experiences that you've had that make you realize that this is kind of where you want to be?
Absolutely. When I was in college, I got a double major in marketing and Spanish, and I knew I wanted to do something that made a difference in the world. I never really knew what exactly that I wanted to do. And that time came around in my senior year when interviewing started and all of those great days. And I had several friends that graduated before me and a year older, and they worked for Pulte Group in Nashville. And they all absolutely loved the experience, helping people, just the entire journey that you go through when helping find somebody a new home, as well as just the passion that there is there, the opportunity. And so right out of college, I was lucky to be hired while I was still there, and I hit the ground running. I had several goals that I had and several accomplishments while working for a publicly traded builder, and was lucky enough to work my way up and go into sales management, where I really, really thrived and got to train people for many years, and found that I wanted to go into work for myself, that I'd put my time in with the larger companies. And now here I am, and I'm able to work for myself, which in turn is actually working for my clients.
That's awesome. I imagine that marketing degree must come into some good use when you're kind of putting together marketing plans for properties for your sellers.
Absolutely. And as we both know, sales is all about the marketing. The more people that see it, the more opportunities we have to help somebody find their dream home or sell their home at the maximum amount. So we really always strive to have the best marketing plan. We meet with multiple people in order to have the best plan and a best strategy for each home individually.
Awesome. Can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that might be out there about the real estate market now or what you do?
Well, one of my favorite things is how much people think they can do real estate by themselves. And, you know, that is something that people have the opportunity to do. As in everything in life, you know, real estate has always been negotiable. I will tell you that when you have a full-time professional realtor working for you, it is night and day from when you're doing it for yourself. If you can imagine the training, the studying, the testing, the accreditations that the top performers out there have, it's all about finding somebody that meshes well with your personality, but that has all of those, I would say, certifications that drive the numbers behind them to show you what kind of value they're going to add. They can save you millions, and it can also cost you millions if you make a bad business decision and you sell a home on your own and you didn't dot your I or cross your T properly. There's lawsuits constantly for silly things, as we all know. And having a great realtor by your side, whoever you choose, is extremely important.
Yeah, that is important. Can you think about any hardships or things you've overcome since becoming a realtor?
Absolutely. Well, I kind of grew up, I like to say, in new construction, and we all remember the great 2008, I like to call it the great market change, where we saw the housing industry shift over, you know, several months and into nothing. I was fortunate enough to have been able to stay on with Pulte Group. They let about 90% of their salespeople go. Luckily, I was one of the ones that was able to stay and push through. And I was actually the number one selling community in 2009 down in Decatur, right near Emory and the VA hospital. So what I learned during that time is, just like everything in life, you can't ever give up. There's always going to be somebody that's relocating, somebody that's getting married, a family that's growing. So that you know, cost several people their jobs, their homes, people's families, you know, dissolved during that time. It was very tough for us. We came out of college, you know, living the dream. And then all of a sudden, the market completely changed. So I would say that was a huge eye-opening, you know, event in my life that helped shape my career into what it is today. And there's always something that can be done in real estate. There's always something new to learn. There's always somebody that you can follow up with, a realtor that you can reach out to. And that's really what makes the difference in this business is you can't sit around and wait on things to come to you.
You know, some of our listeners might recognize you. Can you talk a little bit about how you and your partner, Lindsay, have been on a little bit of a TV show about our area?
Yes. So almost 2 years ago now, we joined American Dream TV, which has been very fun. We film episodes every other month. It is a Academy Award recognized show. Well, they've been nominated for one. But what we do is we show different prospective buyers or sellers, different areas where it's all about the culture, the lifestyle, and the real estate. It is not a dramatic show. There is no real life TV. It is strictly all about where to go and what is fun out there in Metro Atlanta. Hot spots, restaurants. We featured our most recent listing on Broadwell Road on our last episode. It was just aired this past Saturday. We also went down to Trace Lunas that most of you, I'm sure, know of. One of my favorite restaurants I head to every Friday night. And we had a great time just showing the Crabapple, Alpharetta, Milton area, how we all come together and how beautiful it is.
And if people didn't catch that on Saturday, where can you find it online? Or
yes. So you can go to YouTube, to the American Dream TV channel. You can look for the Anderson McCarter Team YouTube channel. We also have our website that you can see. And if you want to reach out to me directly, I can always share that episode with you. But it's on Roku. It's on Apple TV. So American Dream TV is located in many cities. They're from Seattle to Miami to New York, and they try to highlight top realtors that show off different properties as well as areas that are very attractive to people.
Oh, so cool. I definitely want to go and find that one and watch it. I know that your job is probably fun, but what do you like to do when you're not working?
Absolutely. So living in the Milton Crabapple area, I have two children in school there. So we are always, you know, out going to the green, to tell you the truth, headed out to eat. They both take karate in the area. And it's really all about currently when I'm not working, I'm with my family. My husband is in construction in the area. So we really have a good time getting to be local. And I know that may sound a little cliche being on this, you know, conversation with you, but it's true. We love everything about where we live. We could really move anywhere because of our professions. And the area is so wonderful that you'll see us around the neighborhood most of the time.
Awesome. What's one thing that you think makes you stand out amongst realtors in the area?
I would say my professional business training, having, you know, grown up in the publicly traded business, new home business, I should say, and learning how to speak to people and provide data so that it makes sense and helps them see where those numbers are coming from, what we need to do next, and always having a business plan in place for buyers and sellers. It's not as easy as just going to show a home. Sometimes in the market, we've seen that it is, but it really comes down to helping them every step of the way. If it's finding the lender, finding the right home inspector, making sure they know all the information on the home to when they sell it, how do we maximize their return? So I would say the fact that I am very business driven where I came from, that makes a huge difference. I don't just do this for fun. I do this because I want to be the best for my clients. And that's really what my passion is having somebody be happy on closing day. And I can definitely tell you I strive for that.
Cool. What are some things now that are kind of standing out to you as trends in the industry, or maybe even things that are helping homes maybe move more quickly? Are there some generalizations that you can take from the work you're doing today?
Yes, I would definitely say make your home as beautiful as you can before you list it, meaning declutter. Stage it properly, touch up that paint, have it clean and shining. You've got to have great looking photography and videography before you hit the market. I just most recently sold a home in Alpharetta, and they were the original owners for over 25 years. Just one quick example. And I had it staged, you know, pressure washing, gutters cleaned, several things that they weren't fully prepared to do. One of my contractors was kind enough to get paid at closing. But at the end of the day, we listed their home for the price that they wanted that I felt was on the high end, but that we could start at. I ended up getting 10 offers within 3 days and $50,000 over list price. Why? Because we made that home look great. When there's low inventory, people want to walk in and see it. And when they do, it changes dramatically. So when my homes sit, it's because either people aren't listening, they're, you know, wanting to go in too high. Listen to the professional in the industry. Listen to your realtor. Interview different ones if you need to. But that's why you hire one.
Awesome. Awesome. Anything else that you want to leave with our listeners before we go?
There's always going to be sensational media out there and different headlines that you're going to see. I would just say always, again, go have a good time when it's involving yourself in real estate. Interview, see who's right for you, and then find the home of your dreams or sell the one that you've been thinking about selling. It's always a great time to sell. There's no reason to wait. If something in your life is making you want to move, go talk to somebody today that can help you with that.
Awesome. And if somebody wants your help, where can they find you? Can you share your phone number?
Absolutely. My cell phone is 404-664-2479. They can also visit me at AndersonMcCarterTeam.evatlanta.com. And my email is the easiest one that I have is KellyAndersonATLRealtor@gmail.com. I'm available 7 days a week and would love to help any way that I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, Kelly.
Thank you for your time, Stacy, and thank you for everything you do for our community.
You too. Right back at you.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's gnpmilton.com. Or call 470-664-4930.